The Greater Chicago Food Depository could sure use some of our generosity. On a phone line right now, that's Audrey Hofer. Audrey, it's John Williams. How are you this morning? Hello.
I'm good. How are you doing?
Thanks for joining us today. I'm doing well. I trust you are as well. You are the cause, marketing, and engagement manager for the depository. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So what are the stores like for you guys? Are you down? Are you medium? Have you had an abundance of stuff? What's going on?
So it's really just an unprecedented time. For us, there's just the concern really is that the longer that this goes on, the harder it's going to be for people that are most vulnerable, like working families. And it will be likely that many people will experience food insecurity for the first time in their life as a result of this. And so we're really just working hard to make sure that no one in our community goes hungry.
And how is that going? I mean, literally, are you low on supplies or have people been generous and you have an abundance? What's it like?
So we have seen the need grow over the past week. So we've seen an increase in people facing hunger. And so right now we're working to pack food boxes for families. So we've packed thousands of boxes to be distributed to our community partners. And so the need is there, and it's continuing to grow.
So you're kind of the warehouse, and then it is from you that it goes to all of the other places, right?
Correct. So at our warehouse is where all the food comes, and then we send it out to our 700 partners. So that's homeless shelters, food pantries, soup kitchens, that sort of thing.
Just one last time, though, Audrey, because I'm not clear on this. Are you getting a lot or are you guys down?
So we're getting stuff, but as every week, the need grows. And so there's just a continued need for volunteers, a continued need for donations, a continued need for money so that we could respond to that need.
And when people... I'm wondering how safely this whole exchange is happening. Do you ask people to deliver food to you, or are you just looking for money? And when you do convert that into, say, canned goods or food, how safely are you able to deliver that to people?
Yeah, so right now we're placing an increased need on financial assistance. So every dollar that someone donates, it helps provide 3 meals to someone in need. And so at our warehouse where we pack the food, we're really respecting social distancing. So all the volunteers that come in, we make sure that they haven't been exposed to coronavirus. They're not experiencing any symptoms. They're safe. They're healthy. When they're packing it, everyone's wearing gloves. Everyone's continually sanitizing. And so all of the food remains safe for our partners.
And then how many distribution points do you have? Do you have any numbers for me? How many people receive it? Stuff like that?
So we have 700 partners that we ship the food out to. And so on a given year, we serve about probably just annually, it's about 62 million meals is what we served last year.
Okay, so a little over 1 million meals a week. And I would imagine that number's probably trending up since so many people are so suddenly and completely without income and resources. So wherever those kitchens are, those food bank and the 700 partners that you have throughout the Chicagoland area, I bet they are seeing people that they haven't seen in a while or people who just need more than they normally do. And you don't want actual food donations, right? Do you want just money right now?
Well, we're always happy to take food donations. It's just that with money, we're able to stretch it farther. Whereas someone could donate a jar of peanut butter, if someone donates a dollar, we're able to buy so much more with it just because of our strong buying power and the relationships with different distribution centers that we have. So that dollar just goes a lot farther, but we're always happy to take food.
Okay.
Non-perishable food items as
well. What's the best website for me to click on to do that then, Audrey?
So you could go to chicagosfoodbank.org, and it will give you all of the information.
Chicagosfoodbank.org?
Chicagosfoodbank.org.
Okay. Make that donation now. This has always been a good idea. It's always been a very well-run, efficient, smart organization. But if ever you were going to do so, I think today would be a good day to do so. Audrey, good luck to you all. Let us know if we can help in any other way, okay?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Now, here's the way somebody else is helping out. Mike, are you there? You're on WGN. How are you?
I am. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Mike, is it La Vitola?
Yes, La Vitola.
You're the CEO of some of the Foxtrot grocery stores throughout Chicago. Is that right?
That's correct.
Tell Mike, Mike used to be a frequent guest on the Biz Lunch when I hosted.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Always a good time.
Steve, Mike, Mike, Steve. What did you guys talk about, Steve, when you had Mike on?
Well, Mike pretty much agrees I helped make his business a success.
We'd be nowhere without Steve, that's for sure.
How many stores do you have in Chicago, Mike?
We now have 7 throughout Chicago, and then, of course, our online delivery business, which is where we started.
And you're in the neighborhoods of the city, is that right?
Correct, yeah. So Old Town, Lincoln Park, West Loop, Wicker Park, all throughout the city.
So describe your stores for me. What do I see when I go there? Is it a full-service grocery, or is it like kind of a stop-and-shop thing?
Yeah, so it's a combination of like an upgraded convenience store. So, you know, we've got sort of your quick selection of groceries, great prepared meals. We also have coffee shops in there and a place for seating as well. So, you know, and then all of that is available for delivery in under an hour.
And is that how you make it? I mean, it's not just people knocking on the door, but it's a big part of your business then, the delivery component?
Oh, absolutely. You know, in normal times, it's about half retail, half delivery. And, you know, certainly now it is much more skewed towards delivery.
Are you having trouble getting drivers and servicing that demand?
We have actually held up pretty well. So, you know, there has been a big spike in demand, but there's also been a subsequent uptick in folks interested in being couriers as well. So we're kind of taking it day by day, but it's all gone well so far.
It's funny you mention that. I know two different people. One, a couple that has full-time jobs and they work all day long, and they deliver later in the afternoon and evening. They don't need the income, but they want the income, and they like doing the work. Then I know somebody else who's laid off right now and is also delivering food for people, for jewel stores, and it's a side hustle for him until his other income comes back, but Jewel needs people to help drive trucks and deliver food too. So I suspect there is kind of a new kind of economy that's churning out there. And I hope it's good enough for you guys because you are making a donation to the Greater Chicago Food Depository, right?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So obviously our business day in and day out is being there for our neighborhoods, our communities to give them groceries and also deliver them. But most of our customers wanted a way to give back since they're in the fortunate position of being able to get these groceries delivered. So over the past 2 weeks and for the next 2 weeks, we are donating 10% of all of our e-commerce sales to the food depository.
10% of all of your e-commerce, that is your delivery orders, 10% of all your e-commerce are going to the Greater Chicago Food Depository.
Exactly, yes.
What's the end line on that? Until when?
Until mid-April. I think it's April 16th.
Okay, everybody, stock up. What's the website then for folks to do that?
It's foxtrotcode.com, and then you just place your order, and we take care of everything on the back end.
Foxtrot Co., as in company, foxtrotco.com?
Exactly.
Good for you, Mike. I'll tell Steve Bertrand that you owe it all to him, but I think a lot of people are going to owe it to you guys. That's smart, that's generous, that's clever. Good job.
Thank you very much.
Mike La Vitola.